Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Let's talk about Delta Airlines. So Delta.
No, I'm joking. Go ahead. I'm joking.
Well, their stock had a low this year of $27, a high this year of $50, almost $49. So it was up 90% from its low to its high in the course of around 9 months. So it's outperformed a lot of tech companies. That's almost 100% gain. And we actually recently reported some information about Delta that they are about to reduce lounge access to modify SkyMiles program. So everybody that's been using the Delta Sky Lounge, Sky Club, it's become a very popular destination at airports around the country and has led to crowding. So they are cutting back on the access to the SkyMiles program. But that was an interesting thing that got a lot of debate on social media. But looking at the stock, like I said, I mean, it's actually up almost 100% quietly. So yeah. What's the deal with Delta?
What class of people gave around people? Sometimes when people share these like travel hacks, it goes too far. It was too many people in the lounges. It almost looked like a club at like one point. So that I know they probably got some backlash for like limited access, but I think it was smart. historically, I don't like airlines to invest in long term. They have had a great bounce. They're better than most of their contemporaries. I mean, September of last year, they were 28. They hit a high of what, 49 or some 48.50. So they've done really well. I think this is one of the things you have to do when you analyze a business. If you go through where money can be leaking out of the company, I think it's smart that they lock this down. And it just goes to show that they're being proactive in a lot of areas in their business where I think a lot of other companies may have let this slide to keep interest. But the stock has done well. I wouldn't buy it at this price point. If it ever got back down to maybe 34 or 26, I may swing trade it at that level. But in the 40s, I wouldn't touch it.
So you said previously when you first started this show that you never invest in anything that has an engine or a motor. Mm-hmm. So for people that might be new to the show, why would you never invest in anything that has an engine or a motor? Is that the exact quote that you say?
Yeah, that's a quote. Great callback. You got a good memory. But because most things with an engine in it are a depreciating asset. So at one point, I was like, man, it'd be dope to like get a yacht. This is like a dream when I had when I was a kid. And then once I started to see what the maintenance was on a yacht, it was worse than having a luxury car. Like, you have to have a staff to clean it and, oh my God, docking fees and all this other stuff. And then the car, oh, I'm good. So Tesla would be the only exception, because Tesla's technically evaluated as a technology company. But if it was classified under automotive purely, because it has the PE ratio of a tech company, I wouldn't be the biggest fan of Tesla. These stocks like United, Southwest, Delta, I would probably swing trade. I would not hold them long term. And maybe like in 2008 or 2011, it was at $9.63. If it's like at an all-time low and I know it's not going to go out of business, maybe there, but anything above 15 bucks or 20 bucks is too high to pay for most airlines. This is the reason why I hate most automotive companies. Ford, GM, even though GM is solid in terms of the numbers we talked about that last week, they aren't doing as well. Lucid. So if you look from 1970 on, the automotive sector has not used well. So that's the only reason I don't like to invest in those.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.